This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit in your home. Well, hey there, families, and welcome to another episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. I am so excited to bring this episode to you today, and let me tell you why. So at the time of this recording, when I recorded this episode for you, it was a few weeks back before this whole coronavirus pandemic hit. And now, at the time that I'm recording this intro, I am sitting actually on the north shore of Oahu, Hawaii, in a VRBO rental where my family and I had come to do a little vacation, a mini vacation, and actually ended up staying a lot longer than we had planned. And just to avoid getting on an airplane for as long as we could. Now, as we've spent our time here and as news has progressed, as schools have shut down, as churches and organizations and everything that you can imagine has now shut down, we are sitting in a place of very high stress, right? Families across the world are stressing. And when we stress, we know that our parenting suffers. And so now is a time more than ever that we need to come together and lift each other up and be studying positive parenting curriculum. Because when we are stressed, we often revert back into that amygdala part of our brain where we respond to challenging situations, or I should say, we react to challenging situations from a fight, flight, or freeze mentality. And that is not what we want to do in our parenting walk. This is a time when we need more peace in our home. This is going to be our refuge for who knows how long, right? Many of us now have our kids in our care 24/7 now that many of their schools have been canceled, some of them for the rest of the school year. So now more than ever, families, it is so important that you build out your discipline toolkit, your positive parenting toolkit, so you can truly be at choice with how you teach your kids important life lessons and redirect them out of misbehavior. Now, when we are stressed, as I said, we often will revert back to kind of that reactive mode. And many of us, when we are in a reactive mode, we resort to a punishment mindset, a punishment way of life. And here in Positive Parenting Curriculum, what we teach in the Foundations course, what we teach inside of the Bonfire Membership Program is to have a discipline mindset. Discipline mindsets are much different than punishment mindsets. And I will tell you, because I have personal experience building out and strengthening a discipline mindset in my own parenting walk, that discipline mindsets bring you joy and peace and connection with your children and massive success in teaching them important life lessons. A punishment mindset does the opposite. It brings you stress. It brings you exhaustion. It brings you blame. It brings you disconnection. It is just a really hard way to live life as a parent, and it's completely unnecessary. So now that we have a little bit more time on our hands, we're all at home. We all have children in tow. We're not going anywhere. Let's commit to really coming together to build up our compassionate discipline mindset and get rid of a punishment mindset. So that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. I'm laying out so many different ways that you can escape a punishment mindset, which is just habit for many of us. Many of us were raised in a way where when you made a mistake, you were punished. The smackdown came fast and you learned your lesson. Most of us learned to be scared of further smackdowns or scared of our parents, right? So here we do it differently. We're teaching our kids life skills. We're teaching them how to make positive changes tomorrow, how to make different decisions tomorrow, and why it's so important to work as a team, to be respectful to each other, and to be in line with our own moral compasses, right? So I hope you enjoy this episode, families. I truly just feel like it is such an honor to be in a place where I can continue to support you as you embark on the many challenges that we all face as parents, as families over the next few weeks, the next few months. And I am with you. I'm cheering you on. Okay, families, without further ado, here's today's episode. Big, giant, massive hugs. I love you all. You are not alone in your struggles. I'm here to support you. Come be in community with me on March 31st. I cannot wait to see you at that class.
Well, hey there. I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families, and welcome to another episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. Today, I want to talk to you about five ways to escape a punishment mindset. I am solo today. I don't have my better half with me. Terry is still traveling for work. He's been doing some really incredible photo shoots. He's a creative director by trade. So it'll just be me today, but I promise you we are going to cover some really good stuff that you are going to have some great takeaways from. So when it comes to punishment versus discipline, I love working with families on this subject because this is often an area where there are some deep-rooted belief systems that are really hard to get away from or mindsets to break. And so just the other day, I was working with a family inside of my Bonfire membership group. And it was so cool because this mom had said, you know, she had been working with her kiddo and was trying to do some compassionate discipline, some tools that we teach inside of my programs. And she actually was reporting a success story. So we, in our group, in our membership program, we do a lot of success stories to really document how well things are actually going in our parenthood journey, right? It's easy to a lot of times focus on the negative of what went wrong during the day. And so we are always, as a group, trying to really solidify what went right. We're really trying to bring light to all the things that our kids did do well during the day, or things, areas that we did, you know, experience growth in as a parent, or just anything that went well. So she was actually reporting a success story. But at the end, she said, it is still amazing to this day. She's been in the program for about a year, which is a pretty good amount of time. She said, it just still amazes me how hard it is to break the punishment mindset, how easy it is for me to want to make my kids have to pay the price. And it really, she was just acknowledging how she really has to talk herself off the ledge a lot in order to be able to practice the compassionate discipline tools that we all know work so well. Once these families are in my program and they have any success with some of these tools, they realize, oh my gosh, this stuff works so well. But when you're in the moment and you're triggered and you're trying to handle a situation and teach an important life lesson, it's not always easy to actually trust that the compassionate discipline is going to work. So that comment from that amazing mom really, you know, it just motivated me to bring this message to the table today, because it is something that I think all families struggle with, no matter if you've just been introduced to positive parenting or you've been doing it for a while like that mama had been. It is really hard to break a punishment mindset. So I'm going to cover today five ways you can do this so you can really trust and be able to move more into compassionate discipline tools that will actually guide your kids up and out of misbehavior, get them going towards the light, and do it in a way where you really do feel proud of yourself at the end of the night. You're not full of shame or guilt about how you treated your kids, but instead really inspired by how you taught them. Okay, so number one, we're going to talk about how it's so important that we commit to focusing on the future versus the past. Number two, we're going to talk about what you can ask yourself when you are moving into any type of discipline or teaching important life lessons with your kids. Number three, we're going to talk about the proximity to people in your life. Who are you surrounding yourselves with? Number four, we're going to talk about the importance of disciplining your mind, especially with verbiage that you say to yourself or your kids. And then lastly, we're going to talk about how you have to trust your intent when it comes to paving your own path as a parent. Okay, so number one, let's start off this conversation by just reviewing, you know, the difference between discipline and punishment. So I think it's so important to
to know, you know, of course, here in Positive Parenting, in the Foundations course, in the Bonfire Membership Program, as a Positive Parenting Educator, I teach families how to use compassionate discipline in their homes. So, and this idea is all around, you know, it's like, I like to think of the Olympics. At the time of this recording, we've got the Olympics coming up in Japan in 2020. Hopefully, if the coronavirus doesn't ruin things. But I get so excited about the Olympics. And one of the reasons is because the discipline that I watch these athletes have, and even their families who support them, is just awe-inspiring to me. The amount of hard work and training that they go through to be the best in their sports is just awesome, right? So that's how I like to think of discipline. When you're teaching your kids important life lessons, when you're teaching them life skills, we're going for discipline. We're not going for punishment. So the you know, it's good to at least touch on what is the big difference between punishment and discipline. And just, you know, from a high level, we want to think, you know, punishment is rooted in past mistakes, retribution, vengeance, and payback. So if you do a simple Google search, those are the type of words that are going to come up that define punishment, rooted in past mistakes, retribution, vengeance, and payback. Okay. But discipline, if you were to Google that, or, you know, back in the day we had dictionaries, I'm aging myself, I know, but now it's just a Google, right? You just Google everything. But if you look to the sources, like the dictionary websites, you'll find that, you know, discipline is often rooted in teaching, which is rooted in education, empowerment, and future behaviors.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So again, punishment is rooted in past. Discipline is rooted in teaching and the future. Okay, so it's so important that families have a mindset around discipline and really let go of this idea that you have to punish your kids in order to make them learn important life lessons. So there's a wonderful quote. I don't know who said it, but I love it. It goes like this. Where do we get the notion that in order to make our kids behave better, we must first make them feel worse? Oh, so true, right? Like, who came up with that? Why did we ever think that that's what you needed to do with children? But it really has become our societal norm. So to let go of that idea that you have to make your kids feel worse in order to make them behave better does take work, families. And that's why I love the families that come into my programs or even come into the free, you know, webinars or online courses that I do or the challenges that you guys see me do often here at Fresh Start Family. The families who actually say yes to any of their programs are really intentionally trying to step into that space. They want to have a disciplined mindset, and it's hard to break the punishment mindset. All right, so let's get right into why, you know, these five ways of why and how we're going to do this. So number one, commit to focusing on the future versus the past. So I love this idea of really looking towards the light. Where do you want to go? And planning your ideal future. What is the, you know, tomorrow that you want to happen with your kids? What is the misbehavior that you would like them to have? And I love this idea because when, you know, when we're looking at the past, and especially when it comes to mistakes and how many times our kids have messed up, there's often an element of shame that comes into the picture. And if you've ever heard Brené Brown's, you know, lectures or teachings, or she has an incredible Netflix special now that is so easy to watch. I recommend everybody in the world watch it. She's amazing. But she's a social researcher and an author. She's incredible. But she has done a lot of work on how shame is so detrimental to human beings. And so you can see how when, you know, you're just looking at the roots of punishment, which is rooted in past mistakes, retribution, vengeance, and payback, you better believe that there's normally going to be an element of shame there. How dare you? You know, what's wrong with you? You really messed up everything. You ruined our day. You're an embarrassment to our family. Like, you better be better or else. Like, you know me, I'm always so transparent, guys, but I have had a comment before that I just makes me like so sad that I ever said it. But I said to Stella once, stop being you. And I did makeups around it. I told her, I did a redo. I said, I don't know why the heck I said that, but it's so not true. I think I recorded about it in another episode, but it was one of those statements that I was like, why did I say that? And these are all examples of like shame, right? Like this just, when you talk about the past and past mistakes, there's a lot of shame involved. Whereas when you talk about the future and what you want and the light and the dream for your family and the dream for your children and how you want them to behave, and you start just taking yourself into a different direction. You start asking for what you want. You start seeking where the light is. You start guiding them, you know, towards the direction that you want them to move down. So again, focus on committing to the future instead of staying stuck in the past, and just challenge yourself every day to see how much you can do that. I think you're going to find it helps you get out of the punishment mindset. Okay, number two, ask yourself, what do I want my kids to learn from what I'm teaching them or how I'm handling this challenge? So when you're choosing your discipline, you want to ask yourself, what do I want my kids to learn? And the best example of this I can get from when I'm working with families is I will often get the question, when it comes to discipline especially, is, you know, what is your take on corporal punishment, Wendy? And I always turn at them and laugh and I say, of course you guys know my take on corporal punishment. As a positive parenting educator, you know, we don't do corporal punishment. We don't teach corporal punishment. We don't encourage corporal punishment. All that stuff. We have so many different options that we teach to help parents really build out a toolkit that is just filled with methods that are compassionate and that work, right? So there's no need to use corporal punishment. There's no need to hurt your children. There's no need to lay a hand on them. It's just awesome what a full compassionate discipline toolkit will do for families. But often I will turn it back and I'll ask them, And often they'll layer the question with, well, I was spanked growing up my whole life and I'm fine. And I always like to say to them, okay, you are fine. And do you want your kids to be just fine? Or do you want them to be thriving, confident adults, right? And ask yourself that right now, right? Do you want your kids to be fine? Or do you want them to be thriving, confident adults when they grow up? So another thing that I often will ask them is, okay, well, ask yourself, what did you learn growing up from receiving that type of punishment? And they'll sit there and they'll think for a second. This just happened a few weeks ago when I had a big speaking engagement here in San Diego. And I said, well, what did you learn when all those times when you messed up and you made mistakes, maybe can you think of one? Like what did you learn? And they usually always say, I learned to be scared of my parents. And so that is a question that you want to ask yourself. When you are teaching your kids important life lessons, when you're teaching life skills, when you're trying to get them to have better behavior tomorrow, to do what you ask of them, to cooperate and listen, what would you like them to learn? And if you would like them to learn life skills, to be able to keep their hands to themselves, to be able to have self-control, to be able to, speak respectfully to their siblings, to be able to ask for things instead of grabbing, to be able to sit still at their desk when they're at school, to be able to, do what's asked of them, to be able to be respectful to you and your spouse, like all these things, then you better start teaching instead of punishing. Does that make sense? So again, if your goal is to have your kids be intimidated or scared of you, then stick with the punishment. It's a great way to just have your kids continuously live in fear of you and what's going to happen to them. However, what you're missing out on is actually teaching them the life skills, okay? So again, ask yourself, what do I want my kids to learn, okay? Do you want them to learn to be scared of you, or do you want them to learn important life skills? Okay, number three. Another good thing to help yourself get out of this punishment mindset is proximity. To ask yourself, who am I surrounding myself with? And if I don't have anybody around me that is guiding and mentoring me to learn more about this compassionate discipline route, then who can I find to surround myself with? So, it's no surprise that when you are surrounded with a lot of people or mentors or authors, maybe, if you want to look to your bookshelf to see your parenting books are written by, it's no surprise that if you're surrounded with people who have a punishment mentality, who have kind of the old school belief system of, a misbehaving child equals a bad child equals a bad parent. If they're not in this, modern paradigm of a misbehaving child equals a communicating child equals a parent who can support their child, then you're going to have problems, right? It's going to be very hard to get out of the punishment mindset because you're just surrounded with people who are telling you you're crazy. However, if you really work hard to request some books from the library, so you start being in company with authors who have done an incredible amount of research and have been in this field, educating parents and doing the work and getting results for decades and decades, then you're going to feel a lot better and you're going to feel a lot more, empowered to trust the compassionate discipline mindset and take a break from the punishment mindset. Okay, so over on the Fresh Start Family shop page of the website, we have so many books that we recommend. And then, if you ever need help finding something, you can always shoot me an email or Instagram DM. I'm always here to help you find community. Of course, here at Fresh Start Family, the Bonfire Membership Program is our number one recommendation to get yourself in a community of like-minded families from all over the world who are leaning into learning how to make compassionate discipline work in the everyday fabric of their lives. For sure, that's like the number one place you can get supported. Now, that community only opens to the public twice a year. So if that is not a time, you know, if this is not a time when it's open right now, and at the time of this recording it's not, then make sure you get on that wait list. You can go over to the Fresh Start Family website, hit the community tab, and you can just say join the wait list. While you're waiting, we'll send you one of our most popular free guides to help you. And you can just know that it's there for you once it opens. But there are so many wonderful communities online now. It's one of the beauties of technology that there are so many different Facebooks, there are Facebook groups, there are so many different authors out there. There are so many different, you know, local classes if you're near a big city that you can find. But just make sure you find good people to surround yourself with that are on the forefront of parenting education, okay? So that is proximity. All right, number four is discipline your mind with new verbiage. Okay, so a lot of times the things that we say to ourselves or what we say to our kids gets in our way of shifting out of a punishment mindset into a compassionate discipline mindset. So the number one thing that comes to mind is how many times I hear families say stop it instead of how to, right? So if you think of, you know, when a challenging situation comes your way and you are like, gosh, my kid needs to be punished in order to learn the lesson here, you're often going to move to a stop it or else. That's going to be your verbiage. It's either exact or it's some variation of that. Whereas when you trust a discipline mindset and you have the courage to try out a discipline, a compassionate discipline tool of any kind, you are going to be moving towards, hey, I'm not okay with that. Here's how to do it instead. I believe in you. I'm here to support you. I will teach you a different way. Okay, so the general takeaway is instead of stop it, you're going to move to how to. And that is going to be verbiage that goes on in your head and that actually comes out of your mouth. Okay, some other verbiage that you hear yourself say often when you're stuck in this punishment mindset is, I just can't. Do any of you say that? I just cannot. No way. How about this one? I am done. That often will send you into wanting to lay the smackdown. Because you're telling yourself this lie that you have no more ability to get creative or stay patient or, you know, seek solutions that aren't based in hurting your child or shaming them. You're just telling yourself this false story that you can't do it. You're incapable. And it's really not true, guys. So stop telling yourself that. Instead of saying, I just can't or I'm done, you can tell yourself things like, this is hard. And I've got this, or this is a challenge, or this is a big task, or, you know, I'm feeling a little blocked here, or I'm feeling triggered right now, something like that. But just stop telling yourself, I can't, or I'm done, all right? Another thing you'll often hear yourself say, or you'll say to your kids is something like, she needs to pay in order to learn. She's never gonna learn a lesson if she doesn't pay the price.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with You know, with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy at FreshStartFamilyOnline.com once you sign up, and I will get you the Foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax for all the details.
So again, you're telling yourself this false lie, and that's going to be really, really hard to shift into a disciplined mindset when you keep telling yourself that lie over and over again. So instead, you want to tell yourself, my child needs to learn a life lesson here. My child needs to be taught a life skill. My child is asking me to help them. My child needs support. I'm capable of teaching this life lesson with integrity. Those are the type of things, okay? So that takes a lot of discipline in itself, you guys, just disciplining your mind. But it works really, really well when you start laying the smack down on that old verbiage that is not empowering you to step into a new space. Because a lot of times, guys, the punishment that you're doing right now is not working for you, right? The traditional fear, force, bribery, and rewards where you're threatening your kids, or maybe you're doing the 1, 2, 3 supposedly magic countdown, where I think it goes 3, 2, 1, right? Which is just, you guys, if we're being honest, it's just a variation of a threat. But most of the times, you know, they're not working. Or even if they do work, so to speak, they work in the short term. So you may be able to threaten your child or you know, do the 3, 2, 1 countdown. And on the other end, they're scared that there's going to be a spanking or something taken away. But 5 days later, they're back to doing the same misbehavior, right? So don't trick yourselves. Don't say, oh, well, it is working, when it's not. You know, compassionate discipline works long term because, again, it's teaching life lessons. So with that verbiage, you just want to make sure you're not telling yourself a false lie that it's working. This is the only thing that works to get my children to listen and behave, when really 5 days later, they're doing the same thing. They're still smacking their brother. They're still getting in trouble in class. They're still talking back to you when you tell them to sit down at the dinner table. If it was working, then you wouldn't be dealing with the challenge anymore, okay? All right, so the last one I have on my list here is be confident in paving your own path, which is another way to say that is trust your intent. So a lot of times I find that families have a hard time switching out of the punishment mindset because deep down inside, they feel like they're disrespecting their parents. And I want to fill you guys with truth today that you are not disrespecting your parents. You're actually respecting your parents, because I know all of you have parents who wanted to raise children who were able to stand on their own 2 feet once they grew up. I know you all have parents who wanted to raise children into adults who knew how to listen to their own voice, who didn't, just give in to peer pressure, who didn't just do things because it's the way things have always been done, who didn't just do things because somebody told them to, that didn't just do things because they were, you know, in a habit. I know all of your parents wanted to raise you to be those type of adults who really critically, you know, thought for yourself and made your own decisions and listened to your own moral compass, your own gut, right? And so I want you to trust that you are respecting your parents by deciding what you want to do as you raise your children. I think so many people get stuck in this idea that if they don't do what their parents did, which a lot of times is the traditional punishment route, because that's the tools that our parents had at that time, right? They had a certain set of tools that was offered to them. And normally it was kind of limited to those basic four: fear, force, bribery, and rewards. And now, thank God, because I think modern technology, education and knowledge and wisdom is able to be spread across the world so much at such a greater rate than it was decades ago, right? So now we all have access to all of this incredible research and information and education that we can get to, right? So we have to trust that now we get to make our own decisions. And when you are stuck in this, you know, idea or mindset that when you're doing that, that's disrespectful to your parents, or, you know, you're basically saying what your parents did was wrong, then you will remain stuck. However, if you have a mindset of what a blessing it is to be able to make my own decisions, what a blessing it is to be able to have access to this wealth of knowledge now, thank God, because of technology and podcasts and libraries and so many books that are now published. Thank God I have the ability to, you know, be able to teach my children in the way that I feel like makes sense to my heart, to my faith, to my, you know, way of being, you know. So anyways, guys, I think it's so important just to know that it's a big deal the way you think about that. And I'm here to tell you that you are respecting your parents by standing on your own two feet and deciding how you want to walk forward with your own children. Okay, so that's what I've got for you today, you guys. 5 ways to escape a punishment mindset. I'm going to review for you real quick. Number 1, commit to focusing on the future versus the past. Number 2, ask yourself, what do I want my kids to learn from my teaching here? Number 3, proximity. Who are you surrounding yourself with, and who can you surround yourself with? Number 4, discipline your mind with new verbiage. Take a break from some of the false lies and statements you've been telling yourself. And then number 5, trust your intent and know that by paving your own path, you are respecting your parents. Okay, guys, so try those out. I have taken everything that we've learned today and put it into a worksheet that you can easily print out and fill out so you can take what we learned today and actually put it into action, because I don't want you just to listen to these podcast episodes and then just go back to your regular life. I know that it's very easy to do that, right? We get very inspired and then we go back to just doing what we've always done because we didn't actually take the next step to kind of implement it into our own life or to actually figure out how we are going to apply these concepts into tomorrow. So you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline mindset. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. It's always such an honor and pleasure to cheer you on. You are all so seen and admired. I know you are working so hard to raise your kiddos with integrity, and I see you, and I'm so grateful that you're here to learn and grow with Fresh Start Family.
For all the information and links that I talked about in today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/44. Also, don't forget to register for the free Compassionate Discipline Masterclass happening on March 31st at 10 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Pacific. You can register and save your seat at freshstartfamilyonline.com/free-discipline-class. That's freshstartfamilyonline.com/free-discipline-class. I will see you there, families.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate, disciplined toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.